From Lena Versi Athletics, this is the Burn 'Em Up Podcast. And now let's join your host, Carmen Lastoria and Philip Tang.
Welcome back to the Burn 'Em Up Podcast. Philip Tang back here with you, brought to you by Food City. We had the week off last week due to the ice and snow. This week we're back with you with a new spring sport athlete. We've got a big announcement we just released the other day. We'll talk about that more here a little bit later. But Jamie Ryan of the women's lacrosse team joins us here. Jamie, thanks for joining us on the Burn 'Em Up Podcast.
Yeah, I'm super happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
You did an exciting trip this past summer. We'll get to that in a little bit. But your lacrosse season is right around the corner. How excited are you and your team to ready to get this thing rolling?
That's right. We have our first game. It is on February 3rd. That's just 10 days away. I'm super excited. I know the team has been looking forward to this moment, obviously, all semester, last semester leading up to it. And we couldn't be more excited about getting to be able to play this weekend.
You've got a lot of home games this year. You start off with UVA Wise, as you mentioned, on February 3rd. But the first three games are at home. How important is that for you guys just to be able to say, I'm staying home, not riding the bus anywhere, and playing the first three at home?
I'll tell you what, it is a game changer to play at home. Every year we get on the bus, you know, we have our team bonding. Last year we even got those dog canopies for the back seats to sit the long bus rides. But let me tell you, I'm happy to pack that away and just play at home. And gosh, like having all of our friends come out and support family and friends, it just means the world to our team.
It's not an easy schedule either. It's a challenging schedule. You go start with UVA Wise, but then, you know, Rollins College comes in, Belmont Abbey comes in, Lynn University comes in, you go to Tampa, you go to Florida Southern. All these teams are teams that could easily win a national championship, especially the Florida schools. Does it excite you, or is it a little daunting to have such a tough schedule?
I think that our team has been preparing, and every year, of course, we try to be the best, but I feel like this year we really have something special. We have a group of girls who really cares about each other deeply, and that chemistry off the field really shows up on the field as well. We also have a new assistant coach, Kaylin Dillon, and Coach Megan Smith has taken over as intermediate head coach right now, and they've just done a great job leading our team, both offensively, new tactics, and on defense, just creating a strong teamwork aspect that I think is going to be a real game changer on the field this year.
Yes, Coach Daryl Martin stepped away early in the fall, so Mega, as we call her, took in. She was the assistant coach, now the interim head coach. I assume not much has changed in terms of like structure, because she was part of this team for the last several years of being the assistant going into the head coaching role.
Yeah, Coach Mego, she's just loved by every single one of our teammates. I mean, she does so much on campus. She does so much for our team. She does so much behind the scenes. She really, really promotes making sure that we're okay first as people before we step foot on the field. And to be able to be cared for that like that is just so beneficial to the athletes. And Kaylin Dillon is a former player here herself. I actually got to play with her my freshman year. She is hilarious, for one thing, just keeps the spirits high. But she also has an incredible lacrosse IQ that is going to be super helpful for our team this year.
Your team has got a lot of returning players that played a lot of minutes last year. But then there's a few newcomers. Talk about some of the newcomers that have made an impact, at least in your eyes, on the practice field as we get ready to start this season.
Yeah, we have some great freshmen. The one that comes to my mind first, her name is Riley. She is a freshman from Georgia. She's an excellent defender. She's my buddy. You know, we have these systems set up kind of, and buddy systems is one of them. Okay, and there's like, you know, there's three of us who are buddies together, and Riley's my buddy, so I'll just have to brag on her. But she is a phenomenal defender, phenomenal girl on and off the field too. So other than that, we have lots of returners coming back. And we'll have a big incoming class next year. I think we have like 10 girls maybe coming in. So I think this year we'll play off a lot of the past chemistry that we've had and just keep going forward with that. But we also have some really good freshmen too. So.
You didn't get to play all that much last year because of injury. How tough was that on you to not be able to be there out there almost every game?
Well, I actually missed every single game because
I thought you got the first couple in, then got hurt.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I tore my ACL in October. That was obviously really heartbreaking. It's the second time that I've done that. So, I mean, I've walked through that surgery and kind of what that looks like before a little bit. But, I mean, gosh, the girls on the team just didn't make me feel any less a part of the team. And like, for example, the day that I tore my ACL, I came home and there was a present waiting on my doorstep. The day of my surgery, I had a teammate bring me a box full of notes just of individual encouragements, individual things. It said open when you feel down and all of this stuff. And it was just like, wow, where else are you going to find a team of people to surround you like that and really pour into you? So, of course, I've worked really, really hard, and I'm going to come back and play this season, my senior year, and I'm really looking forward to that too.
Now, you're one of three now Ryan sisters that have played for this team. Jess, this is her first year playing. She was at Lee last year, but playing for the first time. What's that like playing with her?
Oh, it's so special. I mean, Shayna, my older sister, came here. She graduated in 2022. So she's been gone now 2 years, but it was such a bond to play with Shayna. And now to play with Jessie, it's really special too. I mean, they're just such different girls, but to be able to share that experience whenever we get together as a family, it's just really amazing. We can be like, oh yeah, remember that drill? And we're just like, oh, you know, we're going back to Austin Hatcher, or just bonding right. That we have that, you know, goes beyond the field, obviously with our family, but then on the field too. It's always, you know, if you're having a rough day, I always know I can look forward to seeing my sister at practice.
Who do you think is the best lacrosse player between the three of you?
Oh gosh, well, we're all good at different things. You know, I sure have to say that if my mom listens.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Shayna had some good statistical, you know, scores. She was the number one assister there for a while in the GSC. And I played low defense, so, you know, or I currently play low defense. So, I mean, you can't really compare those two. But I will say, my freshman year, I had a shooting percentage of 100% since I took one shot and scored it. So if you go on shooting percentage,
okay,
it's me. And you know, Jessie hasn't played her first season yet, right, but she brings a lot to the table too.
Very diplomatic answer, that's for sure. All right, a couple of fun questions about the team. Who is the one that always makes everyone laugh? I know the lacrosse team has fun all the time because I see it and go to practice stuff, but who is always getting someone to laugh?
Wow, gosh, I didn't realize I was going to be tested in this way. Probably the Luzier sisters are the first thing that come to mind. Maggie and McKenna always are making someone laugh. Okay. But then I also think of Kylie Kangas. She is just so sassy. And we always just laugh about it.
Is there one that's the most competitive off the field? Like if you're playing games as a team, who's the most competitive off?
Oh, I'll tell you, that's probably Kelsey McGowan. If you know anything about Enneagram, she's an Enneagram 8. But she also, we call her on the field, we call her Coach Kels, because there's just times she'll just be like, all right, all right. And I always joke with her, and I'm just always like, you're so upfront about, you know, conflict, because like if I, for example, drop the ball, she'll be like, someone's dropping the ball a lot this week, and it's JR, and that's what they call me on the team. And so she's just so upfront about it. And if we're playing pickleball or something, she'll slam it in your face and laugh and walk away. She's just so funny.
Turning now to a little more, not, it's still a fun topic, but not as a goofy topic. You had an opportunity this past summer to kind of do a medical mission trip overseas to kind of a unique place. Not many people consider going here, I would imagine, for medical missions. First of all, where did you go?
I went to Nepal, specifically Kathmandu.
So how did you end up going to Nepal?
So I am also a nursing student here at Lee, which is, you know, of course, been fun trying to do nursing and lacrosse.
I'm sure.
But last year when I tore my ACL, I had one particular friend who came beside me a lot and really, you know, encouraged me and helped me through the nursing program. Her name is Jessica Huff. She's obviously a senior here, but she grew up in Nepal, actually. And so I kind of, you know, all my time thinking while I'm sitting there in my, you know, crutches or whatever in my room, I was like, oh, it'd be so amazing if next summer we could go together. So just God has opened a bunch of doors for us to be able to go. And we spent a week doing, you know, some medical missions. We followed a couple of nurses around Kathmandu a little bit and did some health education type of things. And then we spent a week hiking through the Himalayan mountains. So if you think about where Nepal is, I know not a lot of people think about it geographically, but know where it is. But it is right in between India and China. It has the Himalayan mountains running through it. And it's the country that has Everest in it. So it's just kind of right. If you want to think about where it is, that's where it is.
I'll get back to the mountains in just a second. But so was there any eye-opening thing in terms of the nursing side being in Nepal compared to what you've seen here in the United States that really just kind of stood out to you?
Yeah. So that first week we did medical missions. Second week we did the trek. And then the third week we also came back and did some more medical missions. But it was also a hometown visit. It was also sort of tourism as well. But in following those nurses, I mean, it was completely eye-opening for me to be able to see, you know, what healthcare looks like over there, what, you know, their culture is like. It's really a beautiful culture. But also, you know, the way that people live is so different than from over here in America. So I would just say, you know, something that was really eye-opening was we did some health education in this area near the river, and they refer to it as the slums, but the people there they kind of go by caste system, so I guess they would be considered of a lower caste, which was, you know, eye-opening in itself to see a system like that. But the women that we did the health education with, we just did basic first aid, we did like women's health information, you know, we went back a couple times. It was just really interesting to see the women like my age, you know, they have kids and they are, you know, having homes down there. And so just that difference in lifestyle that we had was probably the most eye-opening to me.
Very, very, very interesting. So what was the temperature like? Obviously, it's a mountain area. Was it cold all the time? Was it a little bit warm even in the summer?
Well, they have more of two seasons over there. It's a rainy season and a dry season. And we went in the peak of rainy season. Okay. It was actually monsoon season. So if you ever are thinking about doing a trek through the Himalayas, do not go in July like we did. It was monsoon season. They recommend going in spring. So while we were on the trek, there was actually a landslide. So we had to go around it. And, you know, raining the whole time. So there was leeches and there was landslides. So, but, you know, it was an incredible experience. And, of course, the view was amazing.
All right. So what was the highest elevation you hiked at in the Himalayas? Because this past summer I did a 14,000 foot mountain in Colorado.
Okay.
I'm sure, obviously, the Himalayas are, if you can remember, way, way higher than what the Rockies are, because, you know, as you mentioned, Everest is the tallest mountain in the world. So what's the highest elevation or average elevation you were at?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think, if I remember correctly, we did it all in meters, so I don't remember right. But I think it was around 7,000 meters, which would put you maybe at about 20,000 feet.
Okay, so it's very, very high.
So then. We definitely had to slow down for altitude sickness and things like that.
How long did it take you to get accustomed to that altitude, even though just even being in one of the cities, considering it was that high?
Right. Well, so we spent a week in Kathmandu first, so we were used to that elevation, which was already a little bit higher, but we definitely took 5 days to go up and 2 days to come down. So
definitely.
It took a little more time going up, yeah.
Longer time. So looking back now as we get ready to start this lacrosse season, what are some goals that you have and your team have as we get ready to start, you know, come February 3rd, this lacrosse season?
I think this season is going to be about, you know, our team bonding together. Coach Mego always says that she looks for effort in the little things.
Okay.
So in the little things, we're going to try to, you know, always encourage each other, see who's left on the field, help them pick up the balls, help them pick up the goal, always be on top of reading every text in the group meet. But it's those little things that really do make up the big things. It's the hug after the game. It's the way that you speak to each other in between drills that really make a team great, I think. So I think this year will be about the little things that turn into the big things.
Very much, Jamie Ryan, our guest here on the Burn 'Em Up podcast. Their season gets underway February 3rd against UVA Wise at the RCC. Jamie, thanks so much for joining us. We can't wait for the season to start.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll take a timeout and be back with more here in just a moment on the Burn 'Em Up podcast.
Attention shoppers, don't forget to ask our certified butchers for great recipe tips.
This is an authentic butcher shop,
where meat is hand-cut in-store, beef is ground fresh daily, and expert advice from a certified butcher is always free of charge.
Free advice? That's what I call value. The quality I crave, the value I count on.
Nobody does food like Food City.
Welcome back to the Burn 'Em Up podcast. Philip Tang, Carmen LaStoria back here with you now, brought to you by Food City. And Carmen, we're in the midst of the new semester. Spring sports are about to start. We just had a major, major announcement that we put out just the other day. I know you're excited about it. I'm excited about it. I think all the athletic department is excited about this.
Oh, absolutely, Philip. We made the announcement of our inaugural Give Day to Lee Athletics, and the title of the fundraising campaign is Developing Champions in the 423. That's what we're all about. Our mission is to develop and graduate champions in the classroom, in their sport, in their faith, and in the community. And so we're so excited to roll out the inaugural Give Day, which will take place on April 23rd, 4/23, right? Yeah. And so there's some symmetry there with our area code here in Southeast Tennessee. But now we have had some tremendous success since joining the NCAA Division II back in 2015. And our student athletes are exceptional. I mean, they strive for excellence in all they do, in every facet, not just in their sport, but as we mentioned, in the classroom, in their faith, and in serving the community. And so we are inviting people to partner with us. That's really what it's all about. It's a partnership. We are inviting people to invest in our athletic department and our student athletes because we think it's money well spent. The life change, the leadership development that is happening all across our campus, but particularly in our athletic department, is something that should be celebrated. And we know that we have some great fans, alumni, and friends of our program that really want to partner with us and they want to be involved. And we're grateful to now have the platform and give them the opportunity to do that. And it's not just about raising money. That's an aspect of it, of course, and we're hoping to raise some money and be able to continue to compete at a high level here in Division II. But it's also about partnering with our alumni and friends and you know, them coming back on campus or them, you know, engaging with us on social media and downloading the app and following after these teams and following our programs. And we know that so many of our athletes just had a wonderful experience at Lee. They want to give back. They want to see Lee Athletics do well. And so this is a great opportunity for them to partner with us. And so you're going to be finding out more information about the Give Day over the next couple of months, of course, leading up to the day itself, April 23rd. But we just want people to mark their calendars and whatever you can give, any amount is valuable. Any amount matters. It makes a difference. And so, you know, some people obviously have a larger capacity to give than others, but any amount that you give will make a difference in the lives of our student athletes.
And the better part is you can also give to the specific team if you so choose. You're not just giving to the whole department. You can say, hey, I want to give to the golf team or the tennis team or the track team. You can pinpoint that and you can say, hey, I want to buy new uniforms. That's what you're going to do.
Yeah. And so donors will be given the opportunity to, like you said, partner directly with the team. So if you're an alumni or a parent or a friend of a certain program, you can certainly help them and donate to their cause. Each team is going to have a cause, something they're trying to raise money for, whether it's a scholarship need or facility upgrades or uniforms or something that they're, you know, big trip that they're going to take. You know, something that really enhances the student athlete experience here at Lee University. And so that's an aspect that I think is really going to excite people because, you know, if you're a volleyball player, you want to give back to the volleyball program and so on and so forth. So we're excited about it. I think it's going to be great. I think there are a lot of people that, you know, love Lee Athletics, want to see it continue to do well. And we certainly need your partnership in order to continue to do what we've been doing the last several years.
If you haven't been on social media yet, Jonathan Murray, our director of creative content, put out an unbelievable hype video for leading up for this. So go check that out. It is really well done.
Yeah, at Lee U Flames on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It's a great video. He's incredibly talented. We're so lucky to have him on the team. But man, it gets me pumped. I mean, it is like a movie trailer, right? Like a blockbuster movie trailer. But it really just sets the stage for the Give Day. And you can also go to leeuflames.com and find out more information. There's a press release on there detailing the Give Day. And you'll be hearing a lot more about it, ways that you can get involved, ways that you can partner with our programs and our student athletes. And the cool part is we've got some really neat things in store. Student athletes telling their story. You know, nothing resonates with people like a good story. And so you're going to hear from student athletes and really get an idea, okay, the money that I give is really making an impact in this student athlete's life. And I believe deep down in my heart that there are a lot of people that care about Lee University, that care about Lee Athletics, and that want to see these stories continue to take place. So you're going to hear from our student athletes. You're going to hear from our coaches. You're going to hear from alumni about what a special place Lee is and Lee Athletics has been in their life. And you're going to have an opportunity to partner with us in helping us to continue to achieve excellence.
Yeah, there's so many good stories. If you are from Cleveland or Bradley County, you might know some of the local players, their stories, but you may not know some other players from Georgia or West Tennessee or Middle Tennessee. You might not know their stories. So it's a good way to find out what it's all about.
And it's the connection with the current team, the current players, and our alumni. I mean, we hear time and time again so many wonderful stories about our great alumni. You've got doctors, team physicians in Major League Baseball, you know, athletes that have gone pro. They're now coaching. They're now business executives. They're educators. They're, you know, they're pastors. They're ministers. So there's all, you know, they're nurses. There's all sorts of impact being made by Lee athletes and Lee Athletic alum all across the world. And so we're really excited to share those stories and give our great fans an opportunity to partner with us.
Be on the lookout for, as Carmen said, more and more stuff coming out. But go to LeeUFlames.com. You can read the story we have. We have links to give already. So if you want to go ahead, make your donation and designate.
You can get ahead.
Get ahead. So here, this is my April 23rd donation, 423rd donation. I want to do it now.
Right.
You might as well go ahead and do that. But it's going to be a fun 2 months or 3 months leading up now the rest of the way.
Yeah, just setting the stage for it. You'll be hearing a lot more about it over the next couple of months. But April 23rd, Developing Champions in the 423. Get on board. It's going to be a great event, and it's going to make a big difference in the lives of our student athletes.
We hope all of you decide to come and partner with us as the semester rolls on. That's going to do it for this episode of the Burn 'Em Up Podcast. We'll be back with you next week. This is always brought to you by Food City. For Carmel Story, I'm Philip Tang. So long, everybody.